Did you become a different person after you accepted Christ as Savior? Edmund Speaker is with us today to help answer that question, among others, on Men Care by Radio. Welcome to Men Care once again. I'm Scott Hollinger, your host, and with me again today is Edmund Speaker, who has been sharing with us. And this is the first program in a series called Truth That Sets Free. And here are some of the topics that Edmund would like to share with us in the following weeks. The first, who have I become after I accept Christ as my personal Savior? The second, why will the identity in Christ change my thinking pattern? What is my role in living out the new identity in Christ? The fourth, are there any guarantees for a life of victory in Christ? Number five, how can I be effective in my Christian witness? Six, is there rest and freedom in Christ even in adversity? And the last, is leadership a biblical concept, and how did Jesus do it? These are the seven areas that Edmund would like to share with us in the coming weeks. And Edmund, these titles sound relevant and promising, and I just wonder, what prompted you to prepare the series?
Well, Scott, the intent is to consider together some foundational biblical truth. We need to be reminded once in a while that while life gets very complex, truth is still rather simple and basic. When Jesus said to his disciples that unless they would become like little children, they would not be able to enter the kingdom of God, he meant exactly that. God's truth is simple and straightforward because it has to do with the condition of our hearts. And children think with their hearts. They are not crafty or sophisticated. They just tell you what is happening with them and as they perceive it. That can sometimes be rather embarrassing. And I remember our dear granddaughter, Katrina, 4 years old, the other day embarrassing me. She asked me to tell her a story. So she was sitting on my lap and I was starting to tell her the story. And suddenly she interrupts and smiles and looks me straight in the eyes and says, Opa, that's a German grandfather, right? Mm-hmm. Opa. You have a bad breath. And then leans back on my chest and asks to continue.
Wow. I believe it or not, I've been there and done that. And talk about speaking the truth in love. I guess she did it for you.
Yes, Scott. And we might love about such frankness, but there's something about childlike honesty that makes us realize again the liberating power of truth. If we would find back to truth in our society, wouldn't that be something? The Lord Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. Not the defense of my rights and freedom, rather his truth will set me free. That is revolutionary. It is my hope and prayer that through this series, Truth That Sets Free, many of our listeners feel encouraged and helped to find back to real truth and freedom.
Well, today's theme, Edmund, is who am I after I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior? So please let us hear what you have to say today.
Well, Scott, I assume that our listeners know their Bible. And here I start. Because of the first Adam's disobedience, all human race fell into sin. And Jesus, as the last Adam, has paid the ransom for the sin of the human race by dying on the cross. The Bible says that those who receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, he gives the right to become children of God. To receive Jesus Christ means to accept his divine mission on earth as God's Messiah and Redeemer who paid the sin for the world by dying on the cross. Now, to receive Christ implies that I recognize that I cannot live up to the standard of perfection established by the holiness of God. I recognize in humble confession that I'm a sinner and beg God's forgiveness for the sake of Christ's atoning death on the cross. The Bible says, he made him who knew no sin to become sin on our behalf, that we might become the righteousness of God in him.
Well, Edmund, that is all clearly summarized in the passage of the Bible that says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And I have to use King James whenever I go through that, just because of the poetry of it.
Sure, I probably would use Luther, and that wouldn't help us, right? Well, I was 7 years old when I asked Jesus to come into my life and to be my Savior. And I still remember the joy and inner peace that flooded my heart. At that time, we were living in Germany, and it was after the war. The streets were dark, and the houses on the roadside had been bombarded and were only rubble. But there was no fear, rather singing in my soul when I walked home that night. Mm. And the Bible says that when I accepted Christ as my personal Savior, my sin was put on Him, and His righteousness, Christ's righteousness, was imputed to me. In that very moment, I was accepted back into the family of God. Now, instead of being lost in sin, I have become one who was found by the grace of God. Jesus refers to that situation in the parable of the prodigal son. He was dead and has come to life again. He was lost and has been found.
So are you saying then that a person who accepts Christ by faith as personal Savior becomes a new person, or, as one could say it, receives a new identity that might be more familiar today?
Yes, exactly, Scott. The Bible affirms if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. The Bible also speaks somewhere from the new heart that God gives to His people. A sinner who receives Jesus as his or her Savior becomes a child of God. He's born again spiritually and belongs now to God. Like my children are natural heirs of my and Marlee's possession, so the believer becomes an heir of all that belongs to his Father. The Bible says, "He who did not spare his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how will he not also with him freely give us all things?" In other words, when I receive Christ, I become a child of God. We are born into a new family. By nature, I was born into Adam's family. Now in Christ, I'm born into God's family. I receive eternal life. I'm a new creature. I receive a new heart. I become a heir of God's kingdom. No doubt, I have a new identity and a new name. The Bible calls the believer also a saint. Mm. Saint means the separated one. This doesn't mean flawless perfection. It means I'm a saint because my life is separated from serving self, sin, the world, and the devil. I have a new and glorious position in life. I'm separated by the love and for the service to the living God. Now, why is this truth so liberating? Because as I accept my position in Christ, and as I thank God for eternal salvation, there will be joy and worship in my heart. While I might still struggle with the conditioning of my old sinful inclinations, I now learn to walk in the Spirit of the living Christ. He has made me His own, and now He's ready to nourish me daily through His Word.
Well, Edmund, this is liberating truth indeed. And I remember once listening to Chuck Swindoll, American Bible teacher, on radio, and he was mentioning the fact of being a saint and how it means the separated one. And he said, "Just think, I'm Saint Chuck." And it was very humorous to hear him say it like that. And yet, it's the truth. God in His amazing love has invited us to live by His grace instead of trying by our own efforts to live for Him. But how do we deal with temptations and shortcomings? I mean, we may be called saints, but sometimes we don't act like them.
A very good question, Scott, and we will talk about this in other programs more. But Martin Luther, the great reformer, answered once to a similar question that when the devil would knock at the door of his heart, Jesus would answer, "Martin has moved out. It is not him, but I who is living here." And as soon as the devil would see the nail prints in Jesus' hand, he would flee in haste.
That is a great way to put it. And I think that is so comforting to know that Christ living in us can cause the devil to flee.
Amen.
Who have I become after I accepted Christ as my personal Savior is the title of today's meditation. You're listening to MemCare by Radio. We'd like to encourage you to listen to our other programs on the site, as well as check out the other resources available to you. Our prayer and desire is that these programs are an encouragement for you.